Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky's Clear Voices podcast. Antonio Rengel is a neuroscientist at the California Institute of Technology. In a recent experiment, he asked test subjects inside an MRI scanner to sip wines of different prices so he could monitor their brain's response.
Can you just start by describing your experiment and what was the idea behind it?
The experiment is very simple. We recruit subjects and we bring them to a functional MRI scanner and we ask them to taste wines in the scanner. And the basic idea of the experiment is that they believe that they're going to be tasting five wines, five different Cabernet Sauvignons, and that the wine are going to be described by the price at which the wine sell in the store. Now, unbeknown to them, there are only three wines, and we're giving them two of the wine twice and describing them at different prices, sometimes a real price and sometimes a different price. We are doing this in an MRI scanner because we are interested in looking at an area of the brain called the medial orbitofrontal cortex. Now, what we find is that this area of the brain responds more strongly to the administration of the same wine when it is described at a more expensive price.
What was your initial idea that the relationship would be between wine and experience pleasantness?
Well, we know that when volunteers are thirsty and if they have reported to like wines in general, when they taste a wine, they have a pleasant experience, that this area of the brain responds by encoding a pleasant experience. What we wanted to see is if their beliefs about the quality of the wine, which we manipulated by changing the price of the wine, also affected the activity in this area of the brain.
So what did you find specifically in relation to the price?
What we find is that when you give the same substance, the same wine to a subject, but they believe it is a wine that sells at a more expensive price, the activity in this area of the brain responds more strongly. So in other words, the activity in this area of the brain depends not only on the chemistry of what you're putting in your mouth, but on the beliefs that the subjects have about the quality of the wine, which we manipulate by changing the price of the wine.
What does this really mean?
What is beautiful and deep about the experiment is something about the human experience. What it means is that, you know, most people think that how pleasant or unpleasant something feels only depends on the objective features of the experience. What is the chemistry of what you're putting in your mouth? What is the state of that you are under? How thirsty you are? What the experiment shows is that your beliefs about the experience also affect the experience itself. Most people, based on their day-to-day experience, believe strongly that price and quality are positively correlated. They believe that if they taste a more expensive wine, it will be a better wine. That belief, our subjects come to the experiment with that belief, and we can exploit it in the experiment to manipulate their expectations about the experience that they are having.
So do you think this is something inherent in human nature? Because, I mean, originally, price doesn't fit into pleasure.
No, absolutely. What you're pointing is important. We were not evolved to respond to prices in our pleasure measures. What we are tapping on here are, I think, very deep mechanisms in the brain that have to do about the connection between cognitive beliefs and the encoding of pleasure. And these are mechanisms that evolve for reasons that have nothing to do with price. It just happens that in the modern world, we can tap them through prices.
So these are kind of learned behaviors or learned responses?
I think that the idea is that you have to go back for why is it the reason that we experience pleasure in the first place? And I think that we experience pleasure because it is a useful teaching signal that guides us to make better decisions in the future. So, for example, if you go to a restaurant and the food tastes very bad, that teaches you not to go back to that restaurant. Now, it just happens that for that teaching signal to be a good teaching signal, it makes sense to incorporate any kind of information that would let you measure properly how good the outcome was. And if you have very strong beliefs that something is going to be good, it is optimal to incorporate that information into the teaching signal.
So just to clarify, the very beginning point of your research is that about where does it come from? Is it from neuroscience or is it from economics or is it from marketing?
We borrow ideas from marketing and use tools from neuroscience to put them together.
That was Antonio Rengel, neuroscientist at the California Institute of Technology. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.